ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वेलकम, ऑफिशियली वेलकम। यू हैव कम इन योर ओन होम, मोस्ट वेलकम। Those who have come first time, if they can raise their hand. First time. When I am asking this, first time, it means have they not come here before, no? Now I am remembering my early days when we used to take the new students to Madhuban. We will make it clear, Baba will ask you, have you come here before? What will you say? They said, but we are going first time. Have you met Baba before? No, it's my first time. But as we would say to them, don't say I have come first time, I have met many times Baba. But then because it is not understood properly, so sometime when Baba would ask, are you meeting Baba first time? Yes, Baba. Baba would look at the teacher, what you have taught her. Of course, in this kalpa first time. But every kalpa I have been here. This kalpa first time. But every kalpa Baba comes to meet us and takes us back home. Comes to purify us, teach us. So it is actually heart-to-heart conversation takes place when the understanding is clear. Opening the heart. What it means, opening the heart? Is it heart surgery? Yes. So if there are some doctors who can do heart surgery. Yes. In fact, it is three different aspects of opening the heart. Some people, when they have experience in the world, in Laukik life, have gone through many difficulties, many challenges to face, many exams to pass, hard work for sustaining the self. At every step, many difficulties they have seen. Maybe sometime physical illness, some with relatives, relationship, some with because of not having proper job, no money. So worldly situations are such that they have become disheartened. And so, in order to remove that heaviness from the heart, they may be not speaking to human beings so much, but when they are in that desperate situation, speaking to God, their heart is speaking how hard they are going, difficult hardship they are going through. That is actually with trust, faith in God helps them to open the heart. They have made some mistakes in life. They would not share with people because they know that what I am telling them, this person will tell somebody else, will somebody else, and in this way I would lose my honor, If all my situations are, people are knowing, so it's called private, I keep it private thing. But in front of statues of the deities, they speak the true feelings. So that is unburdening, removing the heaviness in the life they have kept many situations, not letting go, because nobody had taught them that past is past and now you need to let go of the past, only then the present will be okay. And when present is used in proper way, future is created. Baba then listens to all the souls, whether they are devotees or they are children. With having the knowledge of the drama, and by having this pure relationship with Baba, he not only just open heart because of what difficulties has been. We Brahmins open our heart, how much we are happy. How much God has given us. What kind of support I took. How I have transformed with Baba's knowledge. Murli makes me dance. Knowledge has changed my thinking pattern. The Brahmin company has given me so much encouragement. It's a different kind of heart. Heart is opened, but you see the joy that is coming from the heart of transformation. Sometimes this transformation is there, but we do not recognize it. Sometimes we think, I am stuck. When I came in early days, when I came, it was very easy of meditation. When I came in Jnana, everything was happening very automatically, and Baba was giving me so much support, so much power. But I don't know what. Now it is not, I don't think so, I am progressing. Then they block themselves. In reality, Baba's children are Baba's children. And Baba always takes care of them. Baba always appreciates the faith and love children have and call themselves Brahmins. Call themselves, I'm child of God. Intoxication still is there. But in fact, there is two different ways. When we come to Baba, we see the contrast of what our past life was and how much transformation has taken place. Some do not believe or do not have the intoxication what they have received. I myself actually, one time, said to Mama, Mama, I have not changed much. I am not progressing. Mama said, really, you have not transformed yourself? I said, I don't think so. I don't feel like this. Mama said, what is the reason? I say, this one is so good, other one is so good, this one is a very good yogi, that one is a very cooperative, have time to help. Because of study, I don't have much time. Mama says, do not compare with others. This, if you come, each one's speed, each one's effort, each one's situations are different. You compare in order to keep your stage stable, happy, compare yourself with your first when you came to Baba. And what change has taken place? She asked a very simple question. If someone now invites you for a big party, will you go? I say, Mama, I am not interested in that anymore. What will I do in that party? It is not my interest. Okay, somebody invites you and cooks the food that you really like, but that person, your contact friend, would you please them to eat? I say, no, they know that I have stopped eating outside. Mama said, but you said you have not changed. Even the gross things, if you see, it has become so natural that you don't think that you have really transformed. Now it has become your way of life. And so you think it has been no change, but has. Look at into the contrast of your actions, your reactions, your handling the situation. When you are speaking with the people, how with great love you give the message to others. See yourself. Before that, you were not so open to speak. You did not know anything about the knowledge. And what you have had it, you share with others. Happiness is there. And she said, we gave a very good example, she said, that in fact we are reaching our goal to reach our perfect stage. Compare it just like you have to climb the 5-story building. So you are standing 2 stories, you have already the stairs, one after another, two steps you have already gone up. Now watch from there where you started. You will definitely feel that, oh, I was just down on the floor, and now you are able to see yourself. And naturally it's a little bit make quite good difference between the standing on the floor and standing on the in the second building, the second story balcony. But should not be, Mama said. But sometimes this can broke all this. I have reached my destination. This is not my destination. It's just measuring yourself, how much where you are and where you have come. So happiness will come. But ego should not emerge that I have gone up and others are still there. This comparison not allows the soul to actually becoming benevolent for others. You have to go the fifth story. So then your aim and object will be uplifting you. So compare yourself where you were, where you are, and where are you going. Another aspect is there is visible transformation and invisible transformation. When a child is growing, its slippers become small, shoes number changes, cloth number changes. After some time, your foot does not become anymore. Number remains the same. Your cloth number also remains the same. Have you stopped becoming older, bigger? No. Physical growth is stopped. You have set now your height, development taking place here. You are becoming more mature. So progress is not stopped. Progress was visible, and subtle progress is invisible. So a time comes that your brain, your intellect able to decide very quickly, understand more, maturity is there, and acceptance is there. So the power in the soul becomes very natural, just like our everyday's activity has become natural, getting up in the morning, coming in the class, extra meditation for the self, give message to some souls. It has become our way of life. But then when the spiritual growth more is taking place, then qualities, the intensity of the qualities of the soul increases. And this is why we call maturity. So progress is taking place, but we have to see, am I developing that capacity that my yoga is more filled with love? And then when you will open your heart, someone asked me, what is the meaning of heart? Because heart is not soul, but soul has the heart. What does it mean, Baba called the comforter of the heart? Does he give this comfort of physical heart? Physical heart is part of the body. Baba Dilaram, the comforter of the heart, is our feelings change. Our feelings of the mind is heart of the soul. That it means. Baba, the comforter of your heart, means your feeling change. Your emotions are filled with spiritual joy. You are able to share with honesty. And you are able to appreciate Baba, what he has already given to you. And you are also able to share what is still difficult for you to learn. Another aspect, when we are with each other and some situations are because of conflict, because of not being accepted, feeling of being not respected, we block ourselves for further communication. And then it becomes dependency. When others give me support only, then I can change. No. In soul consciousness, maintaining self-respect, speak to each other that there's no misunderstanding. Sometime is misunderstanding. Sometime is imagination. Sometime we don't realize what I am learning from these situations. So let the heart be light. And so now another aspect is open your heart for helping others. You are the bestower. You are donor. You are lighthouses. It means the titles that Baba has given us, we are open to learn that. It is the power of love. Opening the heart is means more subtle energy, that uplifting energy to myself, as well as with that feelings I am uplifting others. So let go. Love, what is actually love? Unlimited love. So first I have to see that love for my own stage, love for Baba's values, love for and gratitude for Baba, that Baba, you have so much patience. You are so generous. I am taking so much time, but you are still always having hope in me. You trust in me. So you begin to have conversation with Baba. And this gives the power to let go of old hurt, old things that we have kept in our heart. Means our feelings are not then bringing joy, and we flow, energy flows like river. If I have stopped it, that inner flow of love, it becomes like a pond. Water is not actually bringing fresh waves in it. So Baba's Murli, and having conversation with Baba, And also looking at how much Baba has given me, small, small things have given so much support. The energy of the feelings flow naturally. Let go. Love means lightness of letting go what heaviness I have taken. Let go of fear. Let go of lack of confidence, lack of self-respect. And open your heart for what Baba is showering more and more upon us. He's showering His love every day. Murli, what is Murli? God is speaking to us. If he loves us, that's why He says every day, sweet children, loving children. It is not just, it's not a lecture. It's conversation. And then you speak back to Baba what you have heard from the Murli. And then we are open to others as well to understand their viewpoint, to accept as they are what they are. Patience, that my good wishes for myself and others are there. You are open to learn. You are open to move forward. Third stage is your vision changes. Before that, we were body conscious and we compared with others. And now we have to compare with our own perfect stage. That is what is called keep your aim object in front of you. Keeping the consciousness of focused mind on Baba, that is Manmana Bhav, the mantra of Manmana Bhav. Make your mind like my mind. Make your mind belong to me. Turn your mind away from the old and focus towards the new. Tune your mind with Baba. Then you are able to catch the same thoughts, how Baba is speaking about you, how Baba is thinking of me. He is seeing me my perfect stage. Yes, truly I was that deity. I will become that. I am on that road. I am on the right path. So you speak to yourself and then you speak to Baba. And your heart is open, vision is also open. And that experience that of inner happiness, that experience of what achievement we are having, an experience of relationship with Baba which supports us so much. You feel that I am also lovely. I am lovely child of Baba. All these Baba's children are lovely children of God. Vision changes, experience changes, expression changes. So this is why love, though it's a simple word, but it has spirituality when is filled in it. Godly power is filled in it. Deeper understanding is filled in it. You become full, knowledge full, peace full, love full, powerful, blissful, successful. Right? And another aspect is, before we come to Baba, we had actually collected so many unnecessary things. There was no more anything because it had been filled with unnecessary things. So necessary thing does not sit in it. And now Baba is not only, he is clean fisherman, and he is also the dyer, no? The one who colored the cloth. They're called dyer, no? I like the word, shiluvan. Rangrez ko shiluvan. Rangrez ko kya kehte hai? Dyer kehte hai, na? Rangrez ko dyer kehte hai, jo kapde rangta hai. The one who cloth, if you have white shawl, dyer, no? So a dyer will not color your cloth when it is dirty, because then the spots are visible. He cleans first and then gives the color. So clean. But Baba has to cover me in his company. Baba is my companion. Baba is my, his virtues and powers are my company. And then the color, godly personality becomes same as God's personality of benevolence. And then you open your heart, what God has given me. You distribute then that dil khush toli, happy heart toli, because you feel that Baba is, you are seated on Baba's heart throne. It's not an ordinary stage. You are seated here on your seat of soul consciousness. It's also a very extraordinary stage. You are seated on your self-respect. Baba makes us sit at so place, gives so much respect. So you open your heart of happy mirror of soul, of self-respect. Then we see our future also. When we have met, we see our past and present. And of self, present and future is visible. And so we are able to then see three different mantras. First is Manmana Bhav. Now has started having happy thoughts, and Baba's, you love yourself and have mercy on yourself. Second is become like divine being Vishnu for study. Love for study means love with thee more deeply, and you feel inside set in our happiness. You feel proud of this, that God is teaching us of this cycle. As by God made, God's love made me this, I become that divine being. You are seeing that something which was closed now gradually opening like powerful sunflower. Learn to be first lotus flower, being in this fragrance with divine qualities and knowledge, and then following all the becomes our natural personality. So welcome, welcome to the program.